Okay, Evan Farbach, I am joined by Terry Cornett, the wife of Mick Cornett, who, of course, is getting ready for the Republican runoff for governor coming up here in a couple of weeks. And Terry, before we talk about you and kind of what you're doing with your group around the state, I know you're with Mick an awful lot as well. Overall thoughts on the campaign? We're kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty of it once again.
Oh, gosh. First of all, thank you for allowing me to be here. And thoughts on the campaign. It's going great. We are busy. It's kind of like we're on the go-go tour. Our team books us very efficiently. So we go to lots of different cities and towns every day, hosting town hall gatherings or a fundraiser, stopping in to visit with people and talk about what's on their mind.
You know, one thing that I thought about when I heard I was going to interview today was I had the opportunity to interview Mick on Friday, and he started a lot of we talked about him going around across the state and so on and so forth, and he started most of his answers with Terry and I. And I thought that was kind of nice at the time, and now I get a chance to meet you, so it seems like you guys are kind of tackling this as a team a little bit.
We are, and gosh, he's the most wonderful man I've ever met in the world, and hope my voice doesn't get a little emotional, because he truly is an amazing man, and we are so grateful to dive into this and to be on the campaign trail together, and it does take a team, and it's just I feel so blessed to be with him.
And it sounds like you're doing something separate from him at times as well with the women's group. Can you describe that for me a little bit?
Absolutely. We're the Women for Mick Coalition. Some call them Chicks for Mick, which is kind of fun. And we're positive women for positive leadership. 52% of those who are registered and eligible to vote are women. And we have a voice. And Mick listens to our voice. And he supports women and all that we do. And women will be a part of his leadership team. And so we just want to spread the word across the state that he is the right choice.
And you've already come through Bartlesville by the time this will air. Going to be a couple different spots in Northeast Oklahoma over the next couple weeks as well, if people are interested.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be in Claremore on Friday, and then a week from Wednesday, we're going to go to the fabulous Mercantile in Bahuska. And we're also going to be hitting Edmond. So we're just, yes, we're all over the state.
And obviously you have a background in this state as well. You'd worked in media before, and you're getting a chance to maybe see some other parts of the state you hadn't seen as much of now?
Absolutely. This is what has been so fun and so rewarding about this campaign, is that we're going to cities and towns that I had never been in. Mick had probably been in them prior to running or being mayor, that he was in sports and covered sports all over the state. So he had been in the towns before we ever got into the campaign, but I had not been to every one of them. So it's been so fun seeing the state parks and the different topography but the most important thing that I've loved about this is meeting the people.
Sure.
The people of Oklahoma are the best.
And let's talk a little bit about you two together. How did you meet, and what little bit of background on that? I heard a little bit about it. I want you to tell the story.
Okay. Well, we were set up on a blind date, and a friend of ours, Cindy Morrison, a former anchor at KTUL in Tulsa, sent a text message to us that said, "Mick, meet Terry. Terry, meet Mick, and good luck." There may have been another sentence or two. But then Mick asked for my phone number, and that night he called me, and he knew what I did at the station. I was a local sales manager over the advertising department, or at least my section of it. And so anyway, he knew what I did, and then I asked him what he did for a living, because I didn't know that he was mayor, and he had been mayor for 8 years. So I felt, I thought, how did I not know this? Because very active in the community. I was active with the Chamber of Commerce. I served on about 7 nonprofits. I was active. And for me not to know or recognize his name, I felt really badly. And then when he said he was the mayor of Oklahoma City, I said, "Now?" And I thought, well, we'll have a lot to talk about.
There you go. Very good. And then, of course, you know, he decided to run for governor after having been mayor before. And he talked with me about how this is more of a full-time position. She'd be moving almost all the way into, public duty. What was that decision like between you both on deciding to actually run for governor and commit to this full-time?
That's a great question. When we walk around Oklahoma City, everyone stops Mick, and when I say everyone, I'm not exaggerating, and just says the nicest things to him. And he says it's because of how proud they are of the city and how far that they have come. But they do give him a lot of credit for being the leader that brought everyone to the success that they've had. And after these conversations were over, they would literally stick their finger in his chest and say, "And you should run for governor." And then, of course, later he would tell me that that wasn't going to happen. That was not in his plans. He was planning to return to the private sector. And then whenever he announced a year and a half ago that he was not going to run for a fifth term, leaders all around the state started calling him, saying, "Please look at the race." We'd had some of the crazy sessions at the Capitol that weren't accomplishing all that I think we Oklahomans wanted them to accomplish. And they knew that Mick was a consensus builder, a problem solver, and someone that got things done. And that's what we needed at the state Capitol. And his leadership skills were in demand. And that's, we looked at it, prayed about it for about 3 months, and then we did a poll. We polled 600 likely Republican voters across the state and asked them if they would consider the mayor of Oklahoma City for a statewide race, and all 600 came back positive. Now, some like me said, "I don't know who that is," which is kind of funny, but they said, "Absolutely, we would." And then we just believe we have the best story to tell.
Terry Cornett, wife of Mick Cornett, with us here. And once again, that Republican runoff for governor coming up on Tuesday, August the 28th. The last question I'll say, what about one thing about Mick that maybe people who have just seen him as mayor and have paid attention to this campaign, one thing about him maybe they don't know that obviously you would know as his wife that you like?
You know, I might mention more than one. I will say that he truly is the most humble man I've ever met. He does not take credit for anything. He always uses we instead of I. And he is constantly thinking of ways that we can become better, do better. He surrounds himself with the most amazing, intelligent people who are the leaders in their industry. He's an extremely intelligent man, very humble, and then his temperament is absolutely amazing. He truly is. He's a gift from God to me.
Terry Cornett, wife of Mick Cornett, and once again, he is taking on Kevin Stitt in that Republican runoff for governor on August the 28th. Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.